This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Macker, I'll introduce our next guest, a discrimination law expert, also a Monash lecturer, and also happens to be associated with this very studio and, of course, our Victorian Pride lobby. Liam Elphick, good morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Let me just open up the conversation, Liam. What are your broad reflections? How do you feel after this extraordinary week?
Oh, exhausted. Exhausted, relieved, emotional. Like we all need a bit of a break and a bit of a reset after the week that's just been. I don't think I've ever experienced anything like it in my life.
Oh, give us some more insights. Yeah. What were you doing? Where were you? Who were you stirring up?
Well, parts of the week I was in this exact studio, but even then still sending messages. Look, obviously I've had a lot of contact with politicians and advisors across the entire political spectrum all week as we were working on this bill and working on amendments to this bill, drafting amendments to this bill, trying to, you know, find a resolution. And obviously the media attention has been significant as well. A couple of nights ago I had the BBC get in touch to get some information on it, since they couldn't believe for a second that we'd possibly allow gay and trans kids to be expelled and that could be a law in Australia. So it's certainly received international news attention as well. So it's been a whirlwind week for a lot of people, and I'm grateful that we came to the result that we got to.
Were you, Liam, and, you know, look, so many of us have had these discussions during the week. Did you, when you're having those discussions, do you ever, you know, when you finish a call and you've spoken to someone who's not embracing what we're trying to do here, do you ever have a quiet word to yourself and ask yourself, why do they think this? Why do they actually think it's okay to throw trans kids under a bus? Why do they think it's okay to give us a little glimmer of light of equality begrudgingly? You know, when you ask yourself that, what's the answer that comes into your mind?
I think so much of this process has come about as a backlash to marriage equality, that that's where my mind always goes to, that marriage equality led to the Turnbull government sort of promising a review into religious freedom in exchange for a quick passage through Parliament. And as a result, that led to the Ruddock review that led to this. And I just keep thinking that we're just seeing a response to marriage equality over and over and over that is trying to wind back the result of that massive campaign and wind back the, you know, the rights that we won.
Because that was the trade-off, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
So, you know, those people will say they've got long memories. So have we.
Absolutely. So certainly long memories after this week, yes.
Yeah. You know, in speaking, and, you know, the five Liberals that crossed the floor, but let's not forget, the crossbench was very heavily involved in this. You know, the Labor Party had some robust discussions. Some people will say they arrived at a position that, you know, they didn't agree with. I disagree with that. Those Liberals that crossed the floor, why did they cross the floor, in your mind?
I think to take a principled stand to protect LGBTQ kids. I'm sure some would suggest that there are sometimes political reasons for decisions that politicians make, obviously. Crossing the floor is a massive deal.
Oh, yeah.
I think we can't lose sight of the bravery of those five Liberals. I personally worked with Katie Allen on some aspects of the bill leading up to it, and I'm really proud of the stance that she took and impressed by the stance that she took. And I know that they were all under a huge amount of pressure not to take the stance that they took. And that they may face they've already faced backlash in the media the last 2 days, from other members of the party.
What do you think this means for their career, as a matter of interest?
think it's a
How
question
a piece
that
of string?
Might be posed to the government. Look, I think if you're a voter in those electorates, it makes you certainly think about, well, that, you know, these are Liberals who, yep, are part of a party that have not shown much for the LGBTQ community recently, but members who individually have, they stood up when it mattered. It's going to be a tight election in a lot of the seats that those moderate Libs are in, obviously, but I think they deserve credit for the stance that they took.
And you know, listeners need to understand, and can I say this, this is not about politics. This is about policy. And when they say, oh, well, you know,
it's about human rights, Macca.
Yeah, they're human rights. They cross the floor because politically it's good for them. Crossing the floor is also politically not good for them. Mm. They crossed the floor and they stood up because they believed in the policy. And I'm very happy to commend and thank those Liberals and those crossbenchers and every single MP that voted for those amendments. They did so at some risk. And we should remember they did it for us.
Yeah, exactly. And putting the politics aside, because I want to do the same, they voted for us and they voted to protect children in our schools, to add an extra right, because right now these kids can be discriminated against. We have to remember that it's not just the bill that allows it, it's our current laws that allow this. And those five Liberals, the crossbench, the Greens and Labor, voted to change that. And that's a massive deal.
So when the Prime Minister talked about this with the opposition leader in December and made some commitments, he might say they were comments, but made some commitments about this, are you surprised how this developed during the week, that the Prime Minister begrudgingly obviously opened his Oxford Dictionary and looked up equality, read it, and then thought, oh, I'll only take the first part of that?
Am I surprised?
Are you surprised that the Prime Minister, but also the first law officer of the land, were happy, not just happy, they were dedicated to marginalising our community? Come on.
Well, much like Alistair, I've obviously been working on this for 3 years and been heavily involved in it for 3 years. So no, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, but I'm not remotely surprised, because I think at almost every stage of this process, there has been public comments made by certain members of the government that have not reflected the reality of this law and have misrepresented what this law does and the rights that it takes away and the people that it tramples over. So I wish I could say I'm surprised, but I think it's just another step in what's been a process of misrepresentation throughout.
It's really hard, isn't it, Liam, when you're... And, you know, look, I'm often part of this process and, you know, it won't surprise people I have a particular view. But it's really hard to engage with people that actually want to treat you like a second-class citizen. So they actually want to enshrine that in law. How do you have those discussions? How do you look them in the eye when you know that some of them would actually like to tie you to the fence and set you on fire?
I think by knowing that if you don't have those conversations, that is what's going to happen. Mm. The alternative is worse. It's not a conversation I like having, and I have to admit that it's not a conversation I've had often throughout this process, because the people I've been working with have mostly been politicians and advisors who are trying to protect our community and trying to improve protections for our community. So thankfully, it's not a conversation I've had to have very often, but we went through this in probably even worse circumstances during the marriage equality debate, obviously. Yeah. The public attention on this week, sure, it's been difficult, but that was an entire year of this.
That's right.
Marriage equality, and on a much more intense level. Every news program, every Q&A, every single show that was going on was about it. So it's horrible, but I think I draw, and I think we all do, we draw from those experiences.
So looking forward, what are the priorities that the lobby group is going to put on the agenda for the federal government?
I suppose a lot of this depends on the election and what happens around that. I think our priority certainly is still fixing the Sex Discrimination Act. We have to remember that, the religious discrimination bill seems to have been stalled, shelved, whatever adjective we want to use at the moment. It certainly seems to be gone until the election. But that also means our LGBTQ kids are still not protected in schools. Our LGBTQ teachers, who for whatever reason have not been talked about much this week and certainly not talked about enough, are still not protected. Labor's amendments would not have protected them either. we need to fix up those amendments and ensure that they are protected in these religious schools and tighten those exemptions at the federal level. But I think we also want to see some improvements like an LGBTIQ discrimination commissioner like we have for race and disability and sex, and the government was proposing to have a religious discrimination commissioner.
We've had a theme of questions coming through. I think Mac is going to ask you one of these questions.
This one, and I don't expect you'll answer it, Liam. What do you think of Tim Wilson and his quietness during this debate? And I just say to people, I'm going to tweet it later. A couple of years ago, an interview on air with Tim Wilson when he said his community, my community, our community has nothing to fear from this bill.
Hmm.
Nothing to fear.
I disagree with that comment, obviously. I think we had a lot to fear from that bill. I think the question can be put to Tim Wilson as to how he chooses to vote and whether, you know, he's able to cross the floor. But I'm proud of the five Liberals who did do that, and that's what I want to focus on.
Yeah, let's talk about those who stood up rather than those that sat on their hands.
Liam, we're out of time, but we really appreciate you coming into the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for the work that you've been doing to advocate for and on behalf of our community. It's not very much appreciated, and
it's
hasn't
work.
Gone unnoticed. So thank
work.
You very much.
Thanks to both of you for doing the same thing.
And
thank you.
You know, feel free to hang around. I know this studio is not unfamiliar to you. Martin Foley, we're going to be speaking to soon. And just so
about
people,
a different topic,
a
actually.
Different topic about some good stuff.
10-year strategy.
Yeah, which is great.
For those who don't know, Liam also produces The Murphys in the mornings.
Yes, a couple of mornings a week, yep.
Yeah.
So I could just stay here till Monday morning for
that's
48
right. yeah,
hours.
Yeah.
I don't have to sleep. I haven't done much this week anyway. So.
That's right.
You bring
that's
your sleeping bag.
Yeah, I could just lie down there in the corner. There's a dog here. I've got everything we need.
That's right.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.